News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, folks, listen, we are here 2 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, just taking liberals to task and doing everything we can to make sure that all you out there in the audience, this incredible audience we have full of Right Side ruffians, all you people out there know that you can listen to this show and grab hold of some nuggets of information that when you get hit up with those the liberal folks in the break room at work, or you know somebody questions you about something by the water cooler, or next thing you know you're in the fast food line and you hear somebody talking and you can chime in, because you know that we've done all we could to educate and empower and enlighten and entertain you and give you something. Hopefully hope is involved in all that too, you know, because listen, there's a lot going on in the world. But we still live in the best place in the world, and I can't be more glad. I'm going to open the phone lines up before I start digging into the Triple Dipper's conclusion here on point number three, which is the prison plan going down in Montgomery. I'm going to open the phone lines up too, and 866-494-9866. You want to talk about Australia, you want to talk about freedom, you want to talk about government spending, call in. But what I'd also love to hear is, have you ever traveled abroad and something about where you traveled to made you glad you were from America? I'd love to hear what that was. Have you ever traveled abroad and then seen things while you were there that just made you glad you were from America? I'd love to hear that perspective. 866-494-9866. That's our phone number, 866-494-9866. So listen, third point of the Triple Dipper, the three stories you got to know. I did Australia first. Are they still the land of the free? I did number two, the government spending is a Democrat civil war up in D.C. And now I'm on number three. Down in Montgomery right now, they are finishing up the legislation, working through it, to pass legislation that would help fund the construction of new prisons. This has been an ongoing problem. Let me give you some facts here, all right? My friend Justin Bogey over at the Alabama Policy Institute wrote this piece just last year. For instance, the Department of Corrections in Alabama has had to pay out over $14 million in attorneys in the last 5 years to fight prison-related lawsuits. Oh, yeah. And in 2018, the U.S. District Court Judge Myron Thompson, he only gave us 4 years to address problems with the Department of Corrections needing to hire more correctional officers. He told us we needed 2,000 more. In 2014, the Department of Justice, the Federal Department of Justice, alleged that there were constitutional violations at Tutwiler Women's Prison down in the Montgomery area, Wetumpka, I believe. And the Southern Poverty Law Center sued the state of Alabama, claiming there was inadequate mental and medical health care for Alabama prisons. And we've attempted multiple times to find the ability to build these new prisons. Well, they finally seem to have reached consensus. The House, the State House, has already passed what it takes to get the legislation in place to fund the construction of two massive new 4,000-bed facilities that would also have education and medical care facilities and be more located in a general location that could recruit from for Department of Corrections staffing. The Senate now passed it out of committee today. And what that means is that basically it will probably be on the floor, I think, tomorrow. And we may see by the end of this week that they have passed the legislation necessary to get this done and build new prisons for Alabama. That's the quick version. I'm saying the quick version because the phones are lit up right now. So the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Love to know, as you may have traveled abroad, what did you see that made you just glad you were from America? And so, Copper, I'm looking. I think line five was on first. Yeah, let me go to line five. Jason from Athens. Hey, Jason, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What you got, man?
So I've been to Norway. And Norway. When you go over there, the first thing you notice is all the cars are pretty crappy. And okay, when you begin to talk to people and find out why, it's because there they tax horsepower.
Wow.
And they tax the value of the car. And so it's not uncommon for you to buy a new car and pay more in taxes than the car was worth. And so people hang on to old cars for that reason. And they literally are driving around in junk, because they can't afford to pay the taxes to buy a car.
No kidding. That was a normal thing you said,
people,
Jason?
Who earn a good living. I was there with the oil rig companies, made a good living. Yeah. They made a good living too, and couldn't afford to buy a nice car.
So that was Norway, you said?
Yes, that was Norway.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate my Jeep Gladiator, and I'll drive it and keep on driving it and enjoy the fact that I live in the United States. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call, man. Hey, I'm going to go next to line three, John from Decatur. Hey, John, Phil Williams on right side. What you got, man?
Yes, sir. About 20 years ago, I spent 2 weeks in Germany, and Germany is a nice place to visit, and most people there, if you speak politely to them, they can speak English as long as you're polite and start out with, I don't speak German. Do you speak any English? It's amazing how being polite goes a long way. But during that time, I happened to walk into the General Patton Hotel, which was a U.S. military hotel there, and it just was, cannot express how walking into that American hotel for American military people, even though I wasn't military, made me feel like I was back at home for a brief period of time during that visit.
Yeah. It's funny how when you get that touch of home, you realize how much you appreciate where you're from, doesn't it?
Now, yes, sir. Now, I will tell you, not me personally, but I've got friends that have been stationed overseas for different assignments, and they said that 4th of July as an expatriate is an extremely moving event for them.
Yeah, I can see that. Wow. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate that call. That was interesting. Good stuff. John from Decatur, appreciate you being on the line. Hey, I'm going to go straight back to line one. So line one is open right now. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on right side. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
I went to Iceland a couple of years ago, and it's beautiful and all, but the taxes over there is insane. Like, I was talking to a guy at a restaurant, and he said they pay over 40% in their income tax, and the sales tax is about 26%. So all my friends was like, hey, bring me a T-shirt back. Well, T-shirts over there are like $40. Oh. And it's not like in Alvin's Island down at the beach. You know, you go get 3 for $10. It's like food's expensive. Everything's expensive over there. It's beautiful. But I was like, man, I'm ready to get back home.
Man, it's amazing, too. I mean, sometimes you see these other countries, and it's like, wow, the roads are clean, and things look nice, and the scenery's beautiful. And then you find out it's only because the government took every dime the people had to make it that way. And, Brian.
He was telling me the minimum wage is like $40,000 over there. I'm like, but it costs $50 to go out to eat it at a regular restaurant, you know, so.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'm just going to call in, man. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you being in the audience, man. Hey, I'm going to line four. Bill from Danville's on line four. Hey, Bill, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind? Copper, can you get me Bill on line four? Bill, hey, Bill, Phil Williams, can you hear me?
Hey, Phil, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
All right, listen, I just wanted to call and just let you know that it made me, I was in the Navy submarine service. I was in the Rota, Spain from 74 to 78. And my time there made me realize that every male that is of age should go in the military, go someplace out of this country, and we'd have a lot more people that appreciate what we have here.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And by the way, Bill, thanks for your service, man. Appreciate you very much.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. But, thanks for the call.
Yeah, buddy, thank you for the call. Appreciate your time. That was Bill from Danville. You know, I'll be honest with you, this is an interesting theme. And if you want to call in, we still got some time left, 866-494-9866. I'm wondering, you know, as we've talked about, you know, watching our freedoms and being careful to not become like what Australia has become in recent months, I find myself thinking back to times, sometimes it's the big things, like, you know, the actual freedoms that we have. Other times it was a small stuff, just that piece of home. Like, I'll never forget, y'all, when I first got to Baghdad in 2004, so the war was still fairly in its early stages. I got there just as, I think we were what? We invaded in March of 2003. I got there in, I think, January of 2004. And so Baghdad International Airport was where we had one of our major bases at the time. And at one point, I had reason to be over at BIAP. We called it BIAP, Baghdad International Airport. I had a reason to be at BIAP. And somebody said, when you get over there, man, check out the Burger King. I said, they've got a Burger King at BIAP? And they go, oh, yeah. Well, I went, you know, so my team rolls into BIAP, and they were like, hey, sir, can we go? Can we go check out the Burger King? Man, yeah, we're checking out the Burger King. So we rolled into this area where they've got sort of a, an outdoor area for troops to have some time off. And dadgum, if there's not like a Burger King in, they basically took like two or three double wides, put them together, and made a mobile Burger King out of it. A true Burger King, literally. It was branded. It had the signage on it. They were making, now they had a limited menu. They were making basically like hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and Whoppers and fries. And you could just walk through the line, and there were like, you'd see like a platoon of guys offload covered in dust and grime, and then watch them begin to smile when they just saw the brand Burger King and they'd walk in and get a cheeseburger. It didn't matter if they were serving steak that night in the mess hall. The fact that they could get burger and fries that tasted like something they'd had back home meant all the world to them. And you'd have platoon sergeants walking in, buying a dozen cheeseburgers for members of their platoon and taking them back, and it might take him 3 hours to get them back to them, where they'd be cold, and it didn't matter. Those guys would unwrap that thing, and just unwrapping that wrapper and smelling it, and then you know, taking a bite, it was amazing. That to me, and by the way, I heard that at one point that was I think it was the third highest grossing Burger King in the world at one point, and that's just, it's just cool, you know. It's amazing when you get outside the borders of your own nation, the things that remind you of home and how good we got it here. All right, folks, we're heading into that last short break we got to take. Going to get our right side team some advertising time. But, folks, when we come back from this, I'm going to wrap up the day with you. If you want to call in, we'll still have a little bit of time, 866-494-9866. I'd love to hear some more of those stories, the kind of things like when you got outside the borders of the United States, what did you see, hear, or experience that just made you glad you're from America? Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's been a full day. I mean, golly, bum. I feel like we've just, Copper, I think we've run three shows into one, it just feels like.
Yep.
Between your segment with Copper's Corner, having the Grand Council on, and getting through all the Triple Dipper, it's been... I mean, I feel like it was like yesterday that I was talking about Australia, but that was the first part of the show today, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
Anyway, well, listen, those are some cool calls, by the way. And if you want to call in, I can probably take one or two more. 866-494-9866. Did you have an experience outside the United States where it just made you glad you were from America, or it reminded you of home, or made you appreciate something back here? Because any of us who have traveled have had those moments. Copper, you ever had a chance to travel internationally? Have you ever had a chance to get outside the United States?
Yes, I went to Thailand in high school. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is from Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So were you there just like on a student kind of trip, or were you taking vacation time? What were you doing?
It was a missions trip with my school, and I was only there for 10 days, so I didn't get much of an impression of how they were different from the U.S., except, of course, there were a lot more poverty-stricken areas.
Yeah, and that's going to wind up being... It's funny because the haves and the have-nots, people don't realize even the poorest in the United States are often better off in some ways than they are in foreign countries. The haves and the have-nots in places like you mentioned, or in what would have to be third-world nations, which Thailand I don't think is a third-world nation by any stretch, but... It's amazing the great disparity. I mean, you can have people living in absolute shacks with no running water, no facilities, and then not far away there are mansions. And over here it's interesting because you can even use government benefits to have cable TV and things like that that are considered luxuries in most parts of the world. It's a vastly different concept of poor in some places than what we even have here. Not to say that there's folks who, you know, need to just suck it up. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's different in other places. And I remember coming back from some of my travels, especially with the military, is that it was apparent to me that even the infrastructure here, I mean, the fact that we have, And there's some standards. I mean, over-regulation is difficult, but having standards does matter. And I can remember, you know, in like Baghdad, in Reynosa, Mexico, I mean, the amount of pirated power lines were unbelievable. I'm talking about to the point that it looked like spaghetti hanging over streets because it was people that were just running power to their house by climbing. And I'm not sure why people didn't die. Maybe they do. Didn't die because they would get up there and just pirate the power lines and run a line to their house to power things. And there was zero, you know, code following here. There was nothing in place that said, this is okay, this is safe, you're not going to die. But here, you can pretty much guarantee that things are going to be done to a standard, to a code. And that's going to wind up being in part for safety as much as anything. Also driving in some countries. Now, I don't know what it was like driving in Thailand. Do you remember that when you were there, what it was like driving in some of the congested areas of Thailand? Was it different?
Yeah, we had those little tiny cart things that we would drive. I forget what they were called. We had to take, it almost seemed like a military truck up the side of a mountain. And there was just a mountain drop on the other side.
I mean, there's places like when I was in Mexico. I mean, they do have infrastructure, and in some places it's more than others. But like the traffic patterns were unreal. And then I remember even being in England, you know, so over here you're used to driving on the right side of the road and coming to an intersection. Over there you come to a roundabout and you're on the left side of the road. And God forbid if you're used to driving in America and then you go over there and you have to cold call it, so to speak, and just jump right in. But, I'm going to tell you, folks, it's apparent to me that regardless of the gripes and complaints that we may have, regardless of the concerns that we may share on this show sometimes, the truth of the matter is we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And I think really the greatest nation in the history of the earth. The fact that we can gripe about excessive spending is an interesting dynamic when you consider that other nations don't have the ability to spend for essential services, much less for fluff. We've got Democrats right now in D.C. that want to borrow money so they can create things like, you know, the Climate Conservation Corps or tree equity, ridiculous things like that. When you've got other nations that cannot see the most essential services like law enforcement or the rights to own land or the freedom of speech and rights of religion. It's an amazing place that we live in, this United States of America. It's a truly amazing and blessed nation. And I'm determined to see it stay that way. And I know I've got an audience full of right-side ruffians out there, people who are looking around at the world right now and seeing liberals taking great liberties with our liberties and attempting to make changes that we know are not good for this nation in the long run, things that will drag us into the mire. And I refuse to let it happen, not on my watch. And I know I got folks out there who are going to join me in that mantra. Solid conservative, just plain right. That's where we're going to stay. All right, folks. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. You're going to enjoy his time. I've appreciated being with you again today, and I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll see you then. Take care.